This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala man bu'itha rahmatan lil alameen, ba'athahu Allahu shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira, wa da'ayin ila Allahi bi'idhni wa sirajil munira. Brothers and sisters, as you can see on the title, it says, Salafi without akhlaq. How do you think you're going to be a Salafi, or how do you think you're a Salafi and you have the worst of manners? You know, brothers and sisters, Salafiyah, without a shadow of a doubt, some people might claim to be Salafi and they have the correct belief, the belief of the Sahaba. And some of the actions are in accordance to the way of the Sahaba as well, and some of their statements. But putting the akhlaq to the side and having the best and the most evil of etiquettes when maybe dealing with other people, there's a big problem with your Salafiyah. Because the Salafiyah is qawlan wa amalan wa i'tiqadan wa akhlaqa. Speech is in accordance to the way of the Sahaba. Your actions, your belief, and likewise the akhlaq. And I want to give a lot of emphasis to. How do you expect to be a Salafi when you've never ever picked up a book in adab, etiquettes and manners? Now, your belief might be on point. You've studied Aqidatul Wasiti and Aqidatul Tahawiyya. What about your etiquettes? Having the worst of etiquettes and your akhlaq is not Salafi, it's not in accordance to the way of the Salaf, that's what Salafiyah means, then this is not Salafiyah. Rather, come with it collectively. And inshallah ta'ala, in this video, I want to give a lot of ihtimam to the importance of learning al-adab. قَبْلَ الْعِلْمِ لِلطَّالِبِ. The importance of ihtimam wa ta'allum al-adab qabla al-ilm lit-talibi. The importance of learning adab before knowledge for a student. And I'll give you some examples inshallah ta'ala of how some of the Salaf, the great tabi'een, they were. In regards to Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, and I recently mentioned this in our Madrasatul Umariyah, when he was going through the madkhal and also the life of Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala and his manhaj in his kitab al-Muwatta, that when he wanted to go out and seek knowledge, his mum, she albasathu ahsanu thiyab, she clothed him with the best type of clothing, wa ammamathu, and she also put a turban on his head. Thumma qalat idhhab faktub al-an, go and begin noting down your hadith. وَكَانَتْ تُقُولَ. And she also used to say to him, اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ رَبِيعَ. Go to Rabi'ah, which was from his teachers. فَتَعَلَّمْ أَدَبَهُ قَبْلَ عِلْمِهِ. And learn his etiquette, his manners, before his knowledge. This woman, the mother of Imam Malik, was someone who had understanding. And her way was in accordance to the way of the other great tabi'een. وَرَبَى أَبُو نَعِيم فِي الْحِلْيَةِ عن خالد بن نزار ابن نزار that he said سمعت مالك بن أنس يقول لفتى من خريش that مالك بن أنس, he said to a young boy from خريش, يا ابن أخي, oh cousin, تعلم الأدب قبل أن تتعلم العلم. Learn أدب, etiquette, before you go out and you learn knowledge. وروى أيضا عن سفيان بن سعيد الثوري, it was also narrated from the great tabi'i سفيان بن سعيد الثوري, قال كان الرجل إذا أراد أن يكتب الحديث تعبد قبل ذلك بعشرين سنة. That if a person wanted to write down the hadith, he would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that for 20 years. And you know, brothers and sisters, the akhlaq is of two types. The akhlaq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the akhlaq with the creation. I advise you to go back to the kitab Makarim al-Akhlaq li Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, which has been translated into English. And you can find it inside the makatib. So learning how to have the akhlaq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the worship, they would give a lot of emphasis to it. And then they would start writing the hadith. وَنَقَلَ الْجَزَرِيُّ فِي طَبَقَاتِ الْقُرَّاءِ عَنِ الْإِمَامِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنُ مُبَارَكِ. الْجَزَرِي rahimahullah ta'ala, in his kitab Tabaqat al-Qurra, he narrated from Abdullah ibn Mubarak, another great tabi'i. You know what he said, brothers and sisters? طَلَبْتُ الْأَدَبَ ثَلَاثِينَ سَنَةً. I learned etiquettes for 30 years. وطلبت العلم 20 سنة. And I sought knowledge for 20 years. وكانوا يطلبون الأدب ثم العلم. They used to seek and learn etiquettes. Then they would go on to seek knowledge. أنا إبراهيم بن حبيب الشهيد. He said, قال لي أبي. Again, he was from the great تابعين. يا بني ائتي الفقهاء والعلماء. His dad said to him, oh son, go to the فقهاء, the scholars of fiqh and the scholars. وتعلم منهم. And learn from them. وخذ من أدبهم وأخلاقهم وهديهم. And take from their etiquettes and their manners and their guidance. فإن ذاك أحب إلي لك من كثير من الحديث. For indeed that is more beloved to me. It's more beloved to me that you go and study and learn this from them than having great amounts of hadith. You know, brothers and sisters, when a student of knowledge goes abroad, whether it's Medina, Makkah, Damaj, wherever, and he comes back to the West, you have one shot. If you blow it through bad etiquette and through bad manners, you can have all the knowledge in the world. Nobody is going to take your knowledge seriously. People will not take from you. That's why akhlaq is so important. Imagine now you have memorized Bukhari and Muslim, but nobody takes from you all the knowledge that you have due to the bad etiquette that you have and the way you deal with the people, the way you speak to the people. You need to learn the akhlaq, and it's vital and crucial for a person to do so. And it could be the reason why so much knowledge goes to waste, especially in a place like this where the people are in much need of that which you have memorized and studied. And you know, I've seen sometimes, brothers and sisters, some parents who begin to wish that their children never went out and studied abroad because of the bad akhlaq that they came back with. Goes to his mom, "Mom, what are you doing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, stop doing it. You're wrong. You're a fajr." And he even maybe begins to speak to her in a very aggressive way. If your parents have done something wrong, you speak to them in a nice way. "Mom, I think this is better. I think this is, you know, more preferable." As for directly attacking them and disciplining them or addressing them in a certain way, this is not from our Sharia and it is wrong. So they begin to wish that he was maybe running around on the streets, because when he came home, he would be nice to his parents, but he would carry on doing his thing outside. He was at least, you know, not bombarding his mom in a rude way. And Isa ibn Hamad قال سمعت الليث ibn Sa'd. He said, I heard Layth ibn Sa'd يقول وَخَدْ أَشْرَفَ عَلَى أَصْحَابِ الْحَدِيثِ فَرَأَى مِنْهُمْ شَيْئًا. He entered upon the people of hadith and he saw something from them. He said to them, مَا هَذَا? What is this? أَنْتُمْ إِلَى يَسِيرٍ مِنَ الْأَدَبِ أَحْوَجْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَى كَثِيرٍ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. You're in need of small amounts of etiquettes then large quantities of knowledge. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala, he said something similar to this as well. وعنده عن أبي زكريا يحيى بن محمد العنبري قال, he said, علم بلا أدب كنار بلا حطب. Knowledge without etiquette is like a fire without any logs, without the wood. وأدب بلا علم, and etiquette without knowledge, كجسم بلا روح, is like a body without a soul. So they are in need of each other. One should try and combine between the two. And also give a lot of importance. Brothers and sisters, أنا أتعجب وأستغرب. People who have been in the da'wah, they say things like, we've been in the da'wah before you even knew what a sandwich was. Been in da'wah for 25 years, who are you to tell me? But when it comes to the etiquettes, it's one of the worst. The way they speak, the way they deal with the people, the way they go about addressing certain affairs. And you know, brothers and sisters, it's because the etiquette and the akhlaq is missing. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to take my soul, because of every lesson that I teach, I add etiquettes and manners from the Salaf in it. How should one should behave, a student of knowledge? And this is what Sheikh Badr bin Ali al-Utaybi hafidhahullah ta'ala, when he came to Britain, one of the things that he gave us a wasaya to the mashayikh and likewise to the student of knowledge. And he gave us some examples of how there were certain people, they were together, their teachers, they didn't respect their teachers. After a problem took place, he's been teaching him for years, everything was fine. Something pops up, they don't know how to deal with their teachers. Maybe they start speaking about their teachers in such a disgusting way. When the least you could do is maybe advise them, clarify in the best possible way, billati ahsan, and keep it moving. But it turned very, very rusty. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, shadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.